President of the Board of Directors. Pardon?
That was recording in progress.
We're good to go.
Today is March 14th, 2023. It is approximately 2:39 p.m. We are calling the meeting of the Board of Directors of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri to order. My name is Jim Novogracki, elected as president of said Board of Directors. And so let the record reflect that the meeting is now being called to order. Our first item would be to take a roll call. So could all those board members who are present please announce their name?
Ms. Blumenhorst is present.
Siri Moran is present.
Susan Armstrong is present.
John Mulligan, city attorney, present.
Gregory Rose, city manager.
And Mark Grimm at Gilmore and Bell.
And Keith Cole, staff liaison.
All right, thank you very much. We believe we have a quorum. And then I know that we were all sent as board members an agenda for today's meeting on March 14, 2023. Have all board members had the opportunity to review the agenda for today's meeting?
Yes.
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 Then I would like to respectfully call for a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Susan Armstrong. I move that we approve the agenda.
Chris Blumenhorst seconds.
All in favor of granting the motion to approve the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Having no nays, the ayes carry and the agenda for today's meeting is hereby approved by the board. Our next item on the agenda would be the approval of the minutes from February 24th, 2023, which were circulated earlier by Keith Cole, Director of Finance. Have all board members had the opportunity to review the minutes from our last meeting on February 24th, 2023?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Then would the board, could we have a motion to approve the minutes from our February 24th, 2023 meeting?
Susan Armstrong, I move that we approve the minutes from February 24th, 2023.
Chris Blumenhorst seconds the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion to approve the minutes, please say aye.
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 Are there any nays? Hearing no nays, the motion passes and the minutes of February 24, 2023 are approved. Okay, our next item of business for today's meeting is to consider resolution number 2023-5. And this is a resolution authorizing the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri to issue tax increment and special district revenue bonds relating to the Markets at Olive project and authorizing certain other actions in connection therewith. This is a resolution to be 4 pages long, and the whereas clauses are set forth, and have all board members had the opportunity to look over and review resolution number 2023-5.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we can waive the reading of the resolution and we'll, since it's been provided to us. At this time, are there any comments by any of the board of directors concerning resolution number 2023-5?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. In terms of any advisors to University City who are present, are there any comments from them concerning resolution 2023-5?
This is Mark Grimm at Gilmore and Bell. I'll just say I'm happy to happy to answer any questions that you all have regarding the structure of the transaction, or the numbers, or anticipated interest rates, or anything else that that you have. I will say too that this single resolution authorizes, I guess I will elaborate and say that this resolution authorizes the execution of all documents by the officers of the authority, so long as the bonds are sold within the parameters that are set forth in section two of the resolution. So it's anticipated that no further action by the IDA would be required to facilitate the bond issue. But I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the structure or anything else.
Thank you. And I think I should mention that there are exhibits also to resolution number 2023-5, and that would include exhibit A, the indenture, exhibit B, the financing agreement, exhibit C, the bond purchase agreement, and exhibit D, the preliminary official statement. And it's my understanding that all those would become a part of resolution 2023-5.
Correct.
Okay. And it looks like the resolution has a series of bonds to be sold to Stiefel Nicholas and then another series of bonds to be sold to U City LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct. And U City LLC is the developer. So it's expected that the developer would hold this, the 2023 B series would be on a subordinate basis. And then if things go as anticipated, then following after additional stores open, so in 2 to 3 years, it would be expected that the IDA would do another publicly offered series of bonds to refinance all or a portion of the subordinate notes held by the developer. Those subordinate notes are at a higher interest rate than the publicly offered bonds. They're an 8% interest rate. And so it would be an opportunity to save money and repay the debt sooner if once the additional stores are open and there's another refinancing opportunity.
All right, thank you very much. Then at this time, I would ask the board to vote on whether to adopt resolution number 2023-5 and all the exhibits. Would somebody make a motion to accept and adopt the resolution?
I have a housekeeping.
Sure.
So we have comments by, that was one comment by Mark. And then the agenda says comment by advisors and the public. Do we have any comments from the public?
We do not.
Okay, so it just leads us to board of directors. I have no comments.
I have none.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and make that motion to approve 2023-5 and all exhibits.
I'll second. Siri Moran.
Thank you. So all board members in favor of adopting and accepting resolution number 2023-5, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Hearing no nays, the majority hereby approves and adopts resolution and all, yes, adopts and accepts resolution number 2023-5 on behalf of the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri. Okay, our next meeting agenda is to determine our next meeting date. Does the city have any input as to when we would need to meet again?
As of right now, we don't.
Okay. All right. Well, at such point, if it determines that we'll set a meeting, then I suspect that you'll give notice to all of us.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Then, having reached the end of the agenda, we are at adjournment.
Could I raise one thing, please?
Yes.
Just from a logistical standpoint. So there is one document that we do need to have executed today, if possible, and that's authorizing the distribution of the preliminary official statement. And so that's a one-page document. And if that's okay, Keith, if you could email that over to the president, and you know, and I can, you know, which I'm what I'm talking to you about, Keith.
The preliminary.
Well, I'll send it to you so that there's no confusion. I'll send you this one page from Dave Brown. But if we could get that signed and back today or in the morning, that would be very helpful. And then beyond that, the pricing is set. It's currently scheduled for the 29th. And so we'll need to coordinate a time to do document execution, you know, sometime after that. And so, so we'll be in touch there. So I'll probably, so just to know that sometime around, you know, 30th, 31st, we'll probably try and schedule a time to get with the president and secretary to get documents signed.
Mark, is that the authority rule 15C2-12 certificate?
Yes, Keith.
Yes. Yeah. I will forward that to the president.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
And he just needs to sign it and then return it. And then that's what I need to then return to Dave Brown.
Yes. So, and PDFs are fine on all that.
Okay. And he'll fill in the dates and the amounts himself.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
All right, then I will go ahead and sign resolution number 2023-5 and then email it to Chris to sign as secretary.
So, Michael, does that needs to be signed by tomorrow?
No, it doesn't. So I'm not as concerned on that resolution. It can be signed anytime in due course here. So, okay.
But tomorrow's the document is signed to Keith.
Yeah, the one that Jim is signing, we need. That's the only one that we need back either today or in the morning.
Okay, that's only Jim that signs. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And Keith, I'm going to go ahead and fill in the blanks and send it back to you. I'll fill in the blanks on that, the date and the amount.
Okay.
And send that to you for forwarding.
So, Chris, can we do what we did last time where I sign it and send it to you and then you attest it and then drop it off at City Hall or email it to Keith?
Yeah, I could drop it off with Ms. Reese last time. I'm going to be pretty tied up tomorrow morning, but I ride 11:30 or 12, I can sneak away. Mark says I don't need to sign off on this.
Well, yeah, and so if anytime in the next...
No, not the... Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I, on that resolution, if you can get that done anytime in the next week, frankly, that's fine.
Okay.
So, Jim, just... I'm going to sign today. You need signed, and that's fine. I would rather sign it today, what you're sending me.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll have that to Keith and over to you here in 5 minutes.
Right. Are there any other items of business to be considered at today's board of directors meeting? Hearing none, then I would move that the meeting is adjourned today at 2:53 p.m.
Second.
All right. And all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? Hearing no nays, the motion to adjourn is approved, and we will consider the meeting adjourned at this time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.